9 reasons to be happy right now.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Sink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction Personal Empowerment Podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Sink. And today, oh yes, we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. Oh, I'm excited to share this one with you because I think it's so important. It's one of the missing keys to the law of attraction. Look, let's take relationships, for example. There's a lot of reasons why we get into relationships, but the primary reason we get into a relationship is because it makes us happy. On a core level, we believe that being with another person, that we will be happier than being alone. Okay, let's take, how about buying a new car? You got a new car. There it is. Here's the keys. Yeah. You get into that new car, you feel happy. It smells new. It feels new. Everything is exciting about it. And so ultimately, think about this. This is very basic. Ultimately, everything that we want to draw toward us, everything we want to pull toward us, is designed to make us happy. Money, relationship, job, new car, dream vacation, whatever it is, anything that you pull toward you is designed to make you happy. Anything that you push away from you is designed to help you feel the freedom to become happy. In other words, it doesn't necessarily make you happy to push something away from yourself, but it gives you the freedom to become happy. There's kind of some neurolinguistics there, but I want you to understand that. So drawing happiness toward yourself is essential because the happier you are, the more you attract happiness. Oh, that's pretty basic. That's pretty simple, isn't it? The happier you are, the more you attract happiness. So people call me and they're just, I understand. Hey, been there, done that, got the t-shirt. I understand what you're going through if you're in a broken relationship. But at some point, you have to make a commitment to be happy in order to draw toward you that which you truly desire. Look at happiness attracts happiness. So number one reason to be happy is this is your time. You don't have any other time but right now. You do not have a guarantee that a minute from now you will even be here. You are not guaranteed tomorrow. How many people go to bed at night and never get up in the morning? How many people drive to work and never come back at the end of the day? How many people go to a dance club and never return home? I mean, it's crazy, but that's the way of the world. Okay? I would like to be able to give everybody a guarantee and say, look, you got 95 years. Go for it. Just relax. Take your time. But you don't. You don't know what you have. This is your time right now. And so if this is the only time you have, it makes sense to be happy right now. There is no other choice but happiness. Why would you choose anything else? If you are alive, and I assume you are if you're listening to this podcast, if you are alive and this is your time, Why would you choose? How could you choose anything else? It wouldn't make sense. It would be idiotic, wouldn't it? It'd be crazy to choose anything else but happiness. Number two. Oh, I know some of you are going to deny this the second I say it. I'm going to say it anyway. Are you ready? You are loved. Now, I can just hear people. And here I can hear one of my clients in particular. My parents didn't love me and they didn't show me love and they put me down and told me I couldn't do this. I'm not talking about any specific individual. The entire universe conspires in an energy field of love to make you real. To make you real. What is real? Real is the opportunity to be the highest version of yourself. In other words, it sounds trite, it sounds crazy, but the universe deeply loves you. God deeply loves you. Don't blame God. Don't blame the universe. Don't blame the energy field for the mess and mayhem and craziness that you might have attracted into your life. Remember, you are a co-creator of your reality. Everything in your life you had a hand in. You were partial creator. You created in what the ancients called the microprosopis. So that being said, it's time you realized. You know, when all hell broke loose in my life, and I didn't have an effing soul to call. See, when you're down and out, nobody gives a damn about you. It's sad. But people care. They want to be around people that are happy. They want to be around people that are going places. They want to be around people that are optimistic. I didn't have a soul to call. And I sat on my bed in my $300 a week hotel room, and I looked at Christmas lights across the way, and I remembered some Christmases from the past that were beautiful, that were loving, that were happy. I remembered those Christmases, and then I closed my eyes, and I began to weep. I began to cry. But suddenly, just before midnight, just before it turned Christmas Day, I felt something. I call it the spirit of light, the spirit of hope. I felt unconditional, universal love pouring over me, around me, and through me. I'll never forget that moment. I'll never forget that moment. I felt totally loved. You are loved. And you can claim that right now. Say it. I am loved. Once you realize that you are loved, you can pull yourself out of the mess that you've created for yourself. Because you have that force of love, the vibration of love. It's an unstoppable energy. It's an expansive energy. It's an awakening energy.
You are about to experience a miracle. Claim your free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
Number three, happiness is magnetic. Choose happiness because it helps you to become more of a magnet. You start attracting positive people. You start attracting positive opportunities. You start attracting money and prosperity and joy and love and all the good things in life because you are choosing happiness. Happiness is magnetic. It's magnetism. Number four, by choosing happiness, and here's a big reason to choose it, you're going to feel younger. You know, last night, for a moment, I was 20 years old again. I was 18. Maybe I was 17. I don't know. I was swimming in a pool at night. The stars were out in the sky. It was absolutely magical. And I felt love, I felt joy, but all of a sudden, I felt younger. I felt youth. I felt vitality. If Ponce de Leon is still looking for the fountain of youth, it is in happiness, choosing happiness. Number 5, when you choose happiness, you will attract more of what you desire. Because remember, as I said earlier, the things you desire bring you happiness. So you match up. You're going to receive more of what you desire when you choose happiness. Number 6, you're going to be more productive. I mean, it's easier to get up earlier, to work longer, to exercise harder, to eat more correct and more healthy when you choose happiness. You're more productive in every part of your life, emotionally, physically, mentally, spiritually, financially. Number 7, when you choose happiness, with all the BS going on in the world today, you start to realize that it's a beautiful world. You start to notice the positive things taking place in the world, the wonderful things, the loving things. You see an old person crossing the street, and maybe for a moment, you look at that old man who's in his 90s, bent over crossing the street, and all of a sudden, you can see through the facade and see a little boy again crossing the street. Because inside that old man or that old woman is a young child. Never forget that. Never doubt that. The world just becomes beautiful. Flowers are brighter. The sky is bluer. The air is cleaner. Everything is better when you choose happiness as your way. Number 8, you will inspire others. It's difficult to be, depressed and giving up on life and inspiring others at the same time. If you choose to leave a legacy and really have an impact on other people's lives and inspire them, well, then you have to choose the path of happiness. And that isn't always easy. Listen, I understand that you're a high flyer. And you take on big challenges in life. I understand that. And those challenges, well, they can be challenges, that's what they are. But even in the midst of your challenge of fighting against the current, you can choose happiness. And number 9, by choosing happiness, you're automatically choosing gratitude. Gratitude is that magical, mystical, spiritual energy that flows through your life and helps you attract the things you desire, helps you to impact other people's lives in positive ways. Oh, gratitude is absolutely wonderful. And by choosing happiness, you're automatically choosing gratitude. My intention is that you are happy today. And when you wake up tomorrow and you take that deep breath, that you choose happiness tomorrow and the day after. Let it become a habit in your life. It will make all the difference in your life. I'm absolutely certain of it. Hey, thank you so much for subscribing to this podcast, for clicking the bell icon, for being with us and sending us letters and emails and sharing us on Facebook and Instagram and all over the place. We're really putting a lot of energy into our Instagram page. And so if you are an Instagram user, come and join us there at Law of Attraction Solutions as well. Thank you so much, and you have a happy, happy, happy day because you deserve it. Bye-bye now.